Well, hello and welcome to A Couple of Dusty Muffins, the weirdest name for a podcast possibly ever.
But so apropos. Well, I'm always interrupting.
That's
like,
okay.
My name's terrible.
There are no rules here. That's why we can do whatever we want. That's why we're not on radio.
That's right.
I'm one of the muffins, Julie Blacklow with...
Yeah, Penny Legate, who's almost as dusty as you are.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah. So I happen to have a birthday this week, and you tell me I'm not old, but I am old. I mean, it's
older.
Okay. No, it's
older.
I'm older. It's okay.
Okay,
I'm
don't
officially,
argue with me. You're not
I'm
old.
Officially,
not old.
I am arguing with you.
I don't want you to have to say you're not old.
I don't see it necessarily as a bad thing.
Okay, you know, tell everybody how old you're going to be.
I'm going to be, oh God, I'm going to be 77. And this is the first age that I've actually went, holy shit, you know, wow. I'm getting close to the end, wherever the end is.
Oh, God. Well, we all are every day. Everybody's getting closer to the end.
Right. But I have a kind of a, it humbled me, really. It got my attention. It's sort of, it doesn't scare me. I'm very grateful that I've been able to ride horses for the last 25 years, where I've been able to, I still can work out. I lift weights. And maybe that's why nothing hurts, but it takes a lot of effort to keep anything from hurting. But, you know, what the fuck are we talking about?
I think we're talking about aging and the fear of dementia, which is leads us to our topic today.
A Couple of Dusty Muffins is brought to you today by the Sabey Corporation, dedicated to finding happiness, a key to a good life.
What was our topic today?
Okay, so you are old. I take it back. You are old. Well,
I can't remember. What did I walk into this room for?
Okay, pipe down over there. Okay, here's the deal. A good friend of mine who's been dealing with some dementia issues, I heard that he was told to learn three new things to stimulate his brain in new and different ways. So today, Julie and I are going to talk about... Julie, are you with me?
I'm not that far gone. Yes, I'm following you. Yes.
Three things that will make us never have dementia.
Since we talked about this the other day, I've been trying to think of three new things. Now, consider the fact that I'm kind of in act four. You know, you spend your first part of your life growing up, and then I'm a television news reporter, then I'm a horse ranch manager, then I'm an author, and now I'm a painter. I guess I'm in act five. Then I thought, it's not necessarily a doing new thing for me, but a being new thing.
That works.
Mentally, you know, I'm going to try not to get so angry all the time.
I don't have anything to laugh at.
I'm going to try not to overreact to every little thing that annoys me, which I know you find hilarious. And you're the only person in the world I don't mind laughing at me, but I'll try just being calmer.
Oh, okay. Okay, so that's one thing you want to do.
That's one thing. That's a being.
Okay,
yes.
And we'll talk about how you plan to do that.
You're very skeptical?
No, yeah, I'm skeptical. Okay. And I want to know if you even have a freaking plan at this point. Okay. You're just like shooting your mouth off about what you're going
to
do.
That's right. That's right. Mm-hmm. I have no plan. So what's one thing you would try to do?
Okay, I'm actually already embarking upon that, which is to learn Spanish.
¿Cómo está?
Yeah, ¿qué tal?
You're going to learn a new language. That's good for the brain.
Yes. Adios, senora.
Don't say goodbye. You don't leave yet. When I managed the horse ranch, all of my employees were Mexican. Mm-hmm. So my Spanish became incredibly proficient, but I don't have the intention or energy or will to learn a new language.
Yeah.
So why Spanish?
Well, because I think there's a lot of people in my life who speak Spanish, and I love traveling to Spanish-speaking countries. I have always had as a goal in my life to learn another language. I always thought being bilingual would be super cool.
You don't have a second language right now?
No.
Okay, so that's good.
Yeah.
That'll wake your brain up.
Yeah, definitely. I'm using Babbel, not to do a commercial for them, but I'm using Babbel because I've heard great things about it, and I'm just now starting. And when I go to Spanish-speaking places, I love to try to speak to people in Spanish, but here's the problem. I go, hola, ¿cómo está? And they go, oh, muy bien, blah, 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 blah. And then they speak all this, these phrases, of course. I don't have a clue what they're saying. So.
Well, you got some work to do, and that'll be good for your, that'll be good for your brain and not become, you know, develop dementia.
Right.
I thought, I can't think of another thing, an act I could take.
You know, I got an idea for you.
What is that?
So Julie is an incredibly accomplished painter, and it's something she's only taken up in the last few years of your life, Julie?
Well, actually, I helped put myself through college 55 years ago with my paintings that I used to sell. And that helped pay for my room and board at Northwestern University. And then I didn't, then I had a 55 year break with, you know, television news and managing a horse ranch getting in the way.
Having a kid.
And then I, there's that. I had a kid, right. And so I picked up the paintbrushes during COVID. I found my old paintbrushes and started painting. And that's fun for me. And I think I try to post a painting on Facebook almost every day and write something silly or positive with the post. And people seem to like it. And that makes me feel good that I make people smile. So that's...
Hey, can I just plug you for a second? So Julie's Facebook is wide open. It's not a private page, but it's really wonderful every day to go on her page and look at her beautiful paintings. And they're often representative of the kind of mood she's in, whether it's spring or, you know, Ukraine being in turmoil, blah, blah. And, you know, really poignant, real statements that you make on your Facebook page really help other people. A few years ago, or when we were first starting to get back together again, you said, I'm done with Facebook. I'm going off. And I begged you not to go. I said, please don't, because we need you. I mean that in all sincerity. I'm not blowing smoke up your bum. I'm just telling you that you have a way of seeing things and writing about them. That's the other key that makes people feel, you know, that they're not alone.
Thank you. Thank you, sweetheart. That's so, so kind and generous of you to say. And I really appreciate that since, you know, you're one of the most important people in my life. I'm very touched by that.
Aww.
And I did stay with it. And I do. I feel guilty now if I don't post.
That's right.
But I'm in the process of organizing all the paintings now and framing everything. I'm going to try to sell them so I can support my painting habit.
There you go.
Well, another new thing I could try is to learn how to cook new recipes. But I'm so done with cooking after 55 years.
That's not really new.
No, but
that's,
coming up with a new recipe is a new thing.
I'm talking about something like totally alien to anything you'd ever do.
Oh, I could learn to play bridge.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
My mother was a master bridge player, but I wouldn't let her teach me. She used to play with Bill Gates, by the way, but that's another story. Huh. So,
and that's hard. I've tried to learn that too, but unless you're consistently taking lessons, I just forget what I learned.
So I gave up on that.
Okay, bridge.
I can't think of a...
Okay, what if you did something like really outrageous, like learn to play the drums or something? The kind of person who could like beat the shit out of the drums instead of beating me up with all your crankiness.
I don't think drum kits are going to be tolerated where I live right now. But
it just totally cracks me up, Julie, to think of you back there in a band.
It's pretty funny.
It's okay.
I don't mind being laughed at. I can't think of, I could start walking more, but that's not a new thing.
No. So, how about like pottery? Because you're a creative person.
All I want to do is paint. I don't have the activity, you know, being older now, I don't know. I'm trying to put all my energy into painting. Mm-hmm. So I don't, I that's why I started thinking the other night, once we talked about this, not new things to do, but new ways to be. So I'm serious when I say I'm going to try to be less angry about things. I'm going to try to be kinder. One thing that works for elderly people who are concerned about dementia, crossword puzzles. And as you said, learning a new language. I've been doing crossword puzzles all my life. I got very angry at the New York Times.
There you go. Of course you did.
But there are, you know, all kinds of games that they suggest for stimulating the brain.
Okay. Can I just do a quick aside here? I know this is way off topic.
You can do anything you want.
Speaking of the New York Times, they have, you know, this game called Spelling Bee.
Yes.
And I've only been Queen Bee once in my life, which is probably enough, which means you got all the words that are possible. You have to combine letters in seven letters. You have to make words that have four letters or more. But I look at the words and like I put in things like archaic and they'll say, I'm sorry, that's not a word that's on our list. And so you talk about being pissed off. Then they have words like noob, N-O-O-B and babalua and all these other easy words that you never in a million years. I mean, okay, one or two, I get it. My vocabulary isn't what I thought it was. But you know what I'm saying? It's like,
I do.
So
on Words with Friends, yeah, I play Words with Friends with people all over the country. And it's like Scrabble online.
Yeah.
And so there are words that they accept that makes no sense to me, words I've never heard, and I'm pretty much of a wordsmith. And then they don't accept words like intern.
Yeah.
You know, like an intern. So I don't know what the fuck's going on with that. But anyway, in terms of being, I could be nicer. I could be more proactively nicer with people. I wrote about that today on Facebook. Just compliment strangers. You and I try to do that all the time.
You do that already.
Well, I know, but I can do it more. No, I can't think of any three things I can do.
You can't think of three things you'd want to do.
The one is not be angry.
Yeah. Okay. So not be angry. Okay. You mentioned bridge. That's good. Yeah,
yes.
That's good. That's something.
That's something that I could do.
It's different because you're not playing cards regularly. So that's stretching a part of your brain.
Could start swimming.
Oh.
I could start swimming. There's a big pool in the community where I live, but I'm too embarrassed to get in a bathing suit.
Oh, so I have come to
get
on.
Over, you? I have to get over my...
You don't care.
Well, see, but I still do because you know, who doesn't care about how they look? That's another whole podcast.
Okay, well, why don't you put a wetsuit on then?
I would have a hell of a time getting into that. So what are your other two things besides learning Spanish?
Well, okay, so Spanish is one. The other one I want to learn, and I've been kind of toying with it, but I haven't. Here's my problem. I dabble and then I give up and then I dabble and I come back, you know.
Like the rest of us, right.
Okay, good. So I'm not the only one.
No.
But I want to learn how to play a Native American flute.
Okay. That sounds reasonable.
And I bought a beautiful one and I took it up to a place where Craig and I go often. It's a perfect place to play it because it's a lot of water and it's beautiful. And I started playing it. He was really annoyed.
Husband didn't like it?
No, he didn't like it at all. Because you know, it's not exactly, I don't exactly sound like Carlos Nakai when I start. It's like a lot of weird sounds and, you know, you're trying to get the fingering and da, da, da.
That'll certainly put a damper on your desires.
It did.
Wow.
And it's a small space where we are. So unless I go outside and, you know, a lot of times the weather's a little gnarly. So that just, that flute.
So much for that. That's about playing the drums for me. I don't think so. Oh, I know one thing I could do.
Okay.
I could become a vegetarian.
Oh, okay. Now, does that stretch your brain, though? Or is that just more like a...
Well, I'd have to look at new ways of... I'd have to study new recipes to giving up meat. It's a little more passive. I think when you suggested this, you were thinking more active kind of thing. But I just feel... I don't know. Is time running out for me? I just don't feel I have...
You love that theme. I'm sick of that theme.
Well, I know, but... You know, talk to me when you're 77, you baby. You know, I mean, honestly, I'm grateful. I'm grateful.
I know.
Are we done? Do we have anything else to talk about? We've completely sort of failed in our quest, I think.
This could be a really good study of how there were the beginnings of dementia.
Yeah, that's right. And the other thing is, Miss Penny, we started a podcast in our 70s. So that was a pretty...
Okay.
So
there you go.
You know,
there you go. Yeah. Okay. You know. So we're okay. I've got my
three things. Okay. Why did we do this again? I don't know.
We can't remember.
one thing I do, I want to say that tests my memory.
Yeah.
When I'm watching movies or watching old movies.
Yeah.
I remember who the names are of the actors.
Yeah. Yeah. That's good too. Because it usually takes five people to go, okay, remember that movie? It starts with this.
But another thing, my partner and I, we play a lot of 60s music and he's always trying to trick me, who sang that or who sang. So it's a memory test.
Yeah.
And I've never been, there's a singer from New Orleans whose name I can never remember. Mm-hmm. He's very famous. For some reason, I've got a block on remembering. I've seen him in Law and Order. I've seen him in, you know, all these different movies. And I'm speaking to you now, and I can see his face and can't remember his name. So yeah. I've begun the decline. It started with me. All right. All right, yeah, people. All right. Do crossword puzzles, you know.
Play a flute, drum.
Play a flute, play the drums.
Learn a language.
Learn a language.
Just keep learning. That's the key.
That's it, baby.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
The Sabey Corporation is our sponsor for this episode of A Couple of Dusty Muffins, and we want to thank Dave Sabey for his support, making it possible for our engineer to record, edit, and publish this podcast. When we asked Mr. Sabey to define his company, he said, and we quote, we love this, "We do cool stuff with cool people."
Hey, have you checked us out on Facebook and Instagram? Those are two places where you'll find all kinds of great stuff about A Couple of Dusty Muffins. Hey, thanks for listening. I'm Production Director Clem Daniels.